Welcome back to the Brothers in Christ podcast on and off the field. I'm Ryan.
Hi, Jesley.
Episode 9. Got a lot to talk about today. We'll see how much we can get to, but it's been a busy week for sports. I know Jeff's got some American Idol stuff, some life stuff we're going to talk about, but hey, you want to start us off with a prayer?
Hey, Lord. You was lying today. Thank you for flushing. Thank you for putting him in my life. Give him time with you. Thank you for flushing. Use him, but ball make a difference. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, so we've got on week this week, so it's my week. I've got a song queued up, new one. I don't think Jeff has heard it. It's a live reaction on the podcast. It's a new one called Halvey. It's called Used By You. Should we get into it, Jeff? You ready?
Yeah.
J-Man, so, live reaction. What do you think?
So, I think that's my ultimate goal is to be used by God until I go home to be with God. So, I really like it, you know? God gave me the gift of prayer, a gift of encouragement, and I just want God to keep using me until I go home.
Yeah, for sure. That's super cool. I feel like, yeah, that's kind of a lot of the thought behind us doing a pod, right? Being able to encourage people to pray for the listeners, you know, to be a way to, you know, some people for the listening. That's a big reason behind the pod, right?
Yep.
So, I thought I'd throw that one on, kind of an applicable song for us today.
Yeah,
short one, only 2 minutes, but Halvey's always making good songs, man. I really like him.
Yeah.
He's up and coming still, for sure.
Yeah.
So, all right. Yeah, and then I got a verse for today. I didn't even share this one with you before we got on again. So another live react, but I think you'll like this one. It's 1 Thessalonians 5:11. And it just says, encourage one another and build each other up, just as, in fact, you are doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think about that one?
So, you know, I just think that's the ultimate goal. Like Ryan said, like we want to be used by God, you know. I want to be used by God, whatever I do, even on the podcast, and so,
yeah, totally. I think, you know, something I like about that verse that it made me think about is just, you know, instead of maybe judging people or throwing them down or saying they're not good enough, trying to love people where they're at and build them up. You know, I think it's important to always be working on trying to see good qualities in everyone and things they're doing well. I think it can mean a lot when we call those things out.
Yeah.
It's really something I'm still working at, but I think it's super important when we do things well, you know, to get people to be thankful for that and to let us know. It can be really, really supportive.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like that one. But yeah, hey, you want to get into? I know you had a couple things you want to talk about off the get go here. You want to start with American Idol?
Yeah. So I believe that God gives us gifts. I believe that God is giving more Daniel a gift of a gift of music, a gift of making a difference too. You know, last time that she was on American Idol, she surprised a young girl who maybe is making Danielle, and God gave Danielle a gift, and God blessed her. So made it all the way to the finale, and she has a gift, and she got to sing again with Lauren, more about here in a minute.
Yeah, I mean, and this is kind of full circle for us because, you know, one of our first pods was you talking about the video of Lauren Daigle surprising her at her audition.
Yeah.
And so now we're at the finale.
Yeah.
I mean, we're day ones, Jeff. We've been, you know,
yeah,
we've been on top of it.
Yep.
Second place in American Idol, right?
Yep.
All right, you want to run the clip?
Yep.
This is what we came for. Oh, leave all your worries behind. We know the future's burning bright. Oh, this is the great jubilation. This is what we came for. What we came for.
Enough of American Idol,
then have we got a solution?
So I'm thankful that he died for me, and he died for you, and he died for all of us, and I think that's really cool that Lord would again do that. You can check her out. I think she's going to be on tour.
She's on. Yep, she's on tour a little bit. Looks like it's more starting. She's got a few dates in July going.
But mostly
her tour is going to be in the fall.
So check out in the fall. I don't know where she's going.
A lot of places, man.
Chicago,
Minneapolis, Atlanta, Boston. Boston, October 19th. No, that might be of interest for you, Jeff. Los Angeles, November 10th. Phoenix, Sacramento, San Antonio. She's doing it all.
So
cool. But, yeah, it all kicks off September 6th. Lauren Daigle tour.
So what's the tour called?
This is called the Kaleidoscope Tour.
So, check out the Kaleidoscope Tour with special guests I don't know.
Yeah, special guests I don't know either.
So, if you
want to know who the special guest is, you got to go.
If you live in Philly,
So what do you think of her, you know, coming for two American Idols for that one contestant that really liked her? Not one, but two.
So I think, you know, here's my thought. I think Lauren and Megan may have a guess. I really hope that Megan stays. God keeps Megan Danielle humble, and we'll see what God has planned for her.
Yeah, we'll have to see. So, runner-up American Idol.
Yeah.
Doing an audition with Lauren Daigle to the runner-up on American Idol. We'll see where her career goes.
Yeah, I thought she was my favorite because she's a sister in Christ, so I wanted God to bless her with the win, but God, maybe God has other plans for her.
Yeah, maybe. It's the start of her career, which could be even more important. We'll have to see. you know.
Yeah.
She was quite the voice, so, you know, maybe she could start making Christian music.
Yeah. She hasn't had anything out yet. I think she's either doing a tour with American Idol or doing just hanging out because it was a long process.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Yeah, a lot of fans upset that she lost, though, even to the point of some people saying they think it was rigged.
Well, God has a plan. I just hope he stays humble. I mean, she stays humble. And I think. I'm hoping that Roy is like a sister to her,
like a mentor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I mean, it seems like she already kind of has been, right?
Yeah.
I mean, going with her from the audition all the way to the finale.
Yeah. I just wanted her to win because she is a Christian and I really wanted God to bless her, but he always did.
Yeah, he will. Yeah, good things happening for her for sure.
Yeah.
And a bright future. I thought you also had something else you wanted to dive into today, something. You want to get into that?
So we God a while ago, God gave us the opportunity to play baseball on Saturday, every Saturday at 9 o'clock. Well, God gave us a neat opportunity yesterday. We played against the policemen. Their names were Bats and Badgers. You know, for me, it wasn't about the baseball game. It was about our policemen put their life on the line every single day, I just wanted to say thank you. So right now, I say thank you to everybody in the Redwoods Police Department for everything. Everything they do, and thank you for putting their life on the line, you know, because it's not about the baseball game for me. It was an opportunity to say thank you.
Yeah, why do you say it wasn't about the baseball game? It was more, you know, building those connections for you.
Yeah. I just think, you know, I just want God to use me whatever I do. And they really put their life on the line every single day.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, to protect and serve, there's a risk involved with the job, and it's important to, you know, to acknowledge that and to give them a shout out for what they do.
Yeah.
To keep communities safe, it's very, you know, very important, and there's definitely a need for good policemen right now, so.
Yeah.
And just them to be appreciated for what they do as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Did you win?
It doesn't matter. I
No, it
mean,
does matter though. It was a tie.
yeah, it doesn't matter.
Oh, and it stays a mystery forever. We'll never know. But it was a good game, I'm sure. Well, that's fun.
So, I believe in God, so I'm gonna do it like this. Nothing is impossible with God. The Miami Heat, nobody picked them to win. You know, they beat Atlanta, beat the Hawks, Celtics gave them their life and their money, took them all the way to game seven, and Melbourne tied 1-1. So in life, nothing's impossible with God. Okay, I gotta ask you, before we get into the final, what do you think of the whole Celtics game, Celtics series? Because
I want to say one thing before we get into that. You got 2 thoughts going here, but let's talk about the Heat for a second. All right, so they lose the play-in game one, right? To the Hawks, lose game one, so they have to come back and beat the Bulls, or else they're out of the entire tournament.
Oh, I forgot about
And then they win, and everyone expects them to get swept by the Bucks. But then suddenly they win that series. Everyone expects the next series to go long. Doesn't even go that. I mean, how many games did that go? Five? Or yeah, went six. They win that one. Everyone expects them to lose the Celtics. They come back, lose three in a row, go down, they go up 3-0, lose three in a row, and then they have to play game seven in Boston. So here we go, full circle, now our time Boston series. They have to go in and beat Boston in Boston to not be the only team that has gone up 3-0 and lost. That I think teams that go down 3-0 are like 152 losses, 0 wins, something like that. You can stat check me, I might be wrong, but something like that, something close to that. They go in and they get it done. Not even close, man. They slam the door. So I don't know, some about that Miami Heat basketball culture, man. You know, just what Spoelstra and that culture. I mean, I think you got to talk a lot about Eric Spoelstra, and you know what an elite level coach he is.
I think we were talking about this last podcast about, I think the same thing. Nothing's impossible with God, first off. Nobody expected them to get the all the way to finals, basically.
I mean, they give the Nuggets a run for their money tonight, man. They go down 1-0. Everyone's saying Denver is going to overpower them in the series. They come back and they steal game two in Denver. Now they get two in Miami. That's going to make things interesting.
So, yeah, you have to forgive Eric. God, I was talking about this. I think, God give forgive, God gave Alex Strolster a gift, the Miami coach. He gives us all gifts. So, I mean, if you don't know what your gift is, I encourage you to play about it. The second thing is getting back to basketball. Eric Strolster has a gift of coaching. God has given him a gift. Because Miami's right there. They're 4 wins away. The reason why I say nothing's impossible with God, with life too, but I'm talking about sports. Just nobody picked up the win, and now they're 4 wins away. So give Eric Strolster a lot of credit, and give Miami a lot of credit.
Yeah, I mean, Eric Spoelstra's been Miami's coach since 2008. He's only missed the playoffs 3 times that whole time he's been Miami's head coach.
Yeah.
And this is his 6th NBA Finals appearance. He's been to the NBA Finals twice as many times in his career as he's missed the playoffs as a coach. Pretty impressive, man. I mean, in fairness, he's had some great players on his team. You know, D. Wade, Chris Bosh, Ray Allen, obviously LeBron James. Yeah. Now Jimmy Butler. But still, I mean, you know, I'd say this Heat roster is not in a crazy, you know, high-powered, talented roster. I'd just say they know how to play together.
The cool thing is they have one superstar and their bench is really good and their whole team is really good.
They're playing without Tyler Hero right now.
They maybe have 2 superstars, maybe 3, but you have to give a lot of credit to Eric Strosa because he's using his gift because God gave him a gift, and again, he's 4 wins away, actually 3 wins away.
Yeah, right after tonight. Well, you say 2, maybe 3 superstars. Who's on your cusp there?
Bam Adebayo.
Yep, that's what I would agree with that too. I would say he's like. You can talk about him being on the cusp a little bit, but not a lot. I mean, he's holding his own, though, against Jokic more than I thought he would.
Yeah. I mean, single-handedly, he kept him in the game. Thursday night.
Yeah, game one. Yeah. I mean, you have to talk about how well Gabe Vincent's playing right now. Too. I mean, he's hitting shots, making plays. He's definitely stepping up in the absence of Tyler Hero.
Yeah.
I mean, his stat line tonight, Jeff, gave Vincent 23 points, 3 assists, and he had 2 steals.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And I think
had a plus minus of 22. That's the best on the whole Heat team tonight.
Wow, that's pretty crazy. So I think God gives us wisdom also because he gave Pat Riley wisdom on who to draft and Eric Strolster wisdom as well.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. I mean, they I feel like they really paid a lot for Duncan Robinson, and they've got a lot of money on the books for Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero. But I mean, I guess it's working for them, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, they're paying Duncan Robinson like $18 million for the next 3 years after this.
Yeah. I mean,
Tyler Hero's getting 20 mil up to 30. Bams. But I mean, yeah, we'll see.
I mean, good. The reason why I say that is because coming into the playoffs, nobody knew about outside Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo, who they were,
Well, Kyle Lowry, I'm sure people knew Kyle Lowry,
yeah.
But he's kind of playing a whole different role than what he used to play.
Yeah.
That's kind of what you have to do as you get older in the NBA.
Yeah.
Find out how to change the game and impact the game in different ways. You know, something he can do that maybe like someone like Russell Westbrook isn't adapting to as well.
Yeah.
You know, Russell Westbrook's still trying to play like he's in his prime, right? But you kind of have to accept different roles as you be longer. Unless you're LeBron James, then you can be a superstar forever, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, Alex Stoltz, God really bless him. His first couple years, God gave him the opportunity to coach LeBron James. I mean, my best start to his coaching career.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure, though. I mean, that could really sink or swim someone. I mean, you've been an NBA coach for 2 years, and then LeBron James says he's going to come play on your team. That's a lot of pressure, man. But I mean, he's really developed into quite the coach. So give him credit. Let's talk about Denver Lakers series. Lakers get swept in four. What do you think for the Lakers?
So I obviously. So I obviously thought it was gonna go five. First, I thought it was gonna go five, but gave me Nuggets a lot of joy and a lot of stamina, because if you have to play with one game, you have to earn every minute. And so I thought it was gonna go seven, and I thought the Nuggets played better. What do you think, Ryan?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, I think that the Lakers have some decisions to make. I think LeBron's still got it. I think AD's got it when he's healthy, but they need some help other than that. And I like D'Lo a lot. I like D'Lo when he was here, but I honestly question what kind of level of basketball he can be, you know, he can actually play right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you don't have a lot of guys on the books. I mean, pretty much all you have on the books for next year are LeBron, AD, Mo Bamba, and Jared Vanderbilt. And you don't have anyone else on the books, honestly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got to make decisions on a lot of guys. D'Lo, Lonnie Walker, Dennis Schroeder, Austin Reeves, Rui Hachimura, Malik Beasley's probably gone, D'Lo's gone. So there's also the opportunity, though, Jeff, another big player could come to that team.
Who is the free agency? What does the free agency look like?
Yeah, well, Austin Reeves is going to be a free agent.
I think you guys sign him.
But I think the most interesting one in the case of the Lakers, though, is Kyrie Irving.
Maybe.
I mean, they need a point guard, man, and they brought in D'Lo, and I don't think he was the right fit. You know, last time Kyrie and LeBron played together in Cleveland, we know what happened. Championship, and then Kyrie hasn't really had a great career since, so maybe he wants to, you know.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, you know, maybe God wants to bless him and reunite him because, you know, it hasn't worked out, but like you were saying, right, I think that it could work. I mean, as long as nobody gets hurt, you know.
Yeah, we'll have to see. We'll have to see where Austin Reeves goes. I mean, there's not a ton of interesting ones, but there's some interesting ones. I mean, Russell Westbrook, D'Lo, Harrison Barnes, Caris LeVert, Gary Trent Jr.
Oh, really? I mean, I think.
But yeah, I'd say the most interesting ones are James Harden, Chris Middleton, Kyrie Irving, Kristaps Porzingis, Nikola Vucevic, Draymond Green, Fred Van Vliet, Jeremy Grant, Brooke Lopez. Some big
ones there. I think Draymond is going to be forever Golden State. I just don't see him going anywhere else.
Yeah, me either.
I don't think his play style fits on any other team. Unless he wants to try to be that kind of distributor on the Lakers. I'd say that's another team that could fit. So we'll see.
I'll come back and you guys know there's been
coming. But hey, I know we got a little NFL preseason we want to talk about.
Yeah. So you want to do this?
We got Green Bay Packers and Minnesota Vikings schedule. I'll do the Vikings schedule, but I want you. I'm gonna give you every single game for the Packers. You're gonna tell me win loss.
Okay.
And then we're gonna get what record you think they're gonna be at the end of the year. All right.
Okay.
What do you think? You game for it?
Okay.
That a yes?
Yeah.
All right. 1 second. I wanna write this down somewhere so we don't forget. Because I want to talk to you about this at the end of the season. What you said they're gonna be. One sec, I'm setting up shop. All right. Week one at Chicago. We're going right into it.
You gotta win that one. I mean, Jalen Fields.
Justin Fields.
I mean, Justin Fields. You gotta win that. I say 1-0.
All right, 1-0. Week two at Atlanta.
Atlanta doesn't have a quarterback, but you remember about, I'm gonna say 2-0.
Yeah, you gotta say 2-0, man. Atlanta stinks. There's no way they should beat anyone this year. Oh, you have a pretty, you ease into the season here. Week three, you got the New Orleans Saints at home.
That might be.
I mean, they have a shared car now.
They have shared car, you know, God gave us opportunities and he gave me opportunity for shared car to go, man. And so I'm going to say, well, maybe 28.
No, all right, 3-0. Let's rock with it. We're beating the Saints. It's at home, too, though. First game at home. You want to win that one.
Yeah.
Then you got Detroit at home.
That might be a tough one. What?
Why do you guys schedule so easy? That's ridiculous. You have an easy schedule.
You remember with Detroit because they beat us last year. So I'm going to say 4-0.
Hot start for the Packers, we're thinking. But I agree with you. These are all winnable games. And so is this one, too. Week 5 at the Raiders.
Oh, that might be tough one. They got Jimmy G.
Yep, Jimmy G, Devontae Adams. But is Jimmy, I don't know, how good do you think Jimmy G is?
4-1, I'm going to say.
All right. Yeah. I mean, out of those 5, you at least, you'll, I don't think you're going to win all 5. Yeah, I think you could, but you're probably going to drop 1. All right, 4-1. Then you get a bye week 6. Then week 7. But the thing is, these are all winnable games. You have 6 winnable games to start the year. Week 7, you're at Denver.
About my being a winnable game. You remember about how Russell Wilson's gonna do it before, in his second year, like, I think he got it still out. Give him a gift. I'm gonna go with win.
Yeah, we'll see, man. I hope. But, I mean, last year that dude stunk. Straight stinky cheese. So, hopefully he turns it around. But that was a tough season. All right, now we get into the fun one. Week 8, Vikings at Lambeau.
So,
you also got Vikings coming up at US Bank. So, what are you thinking here?
So, I'm going to say they split both.
All right, so we'll go 1-1 for that in total.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening, but we'll see. Week 9, you got the Rams at Lambeau.
So, we should win that. I don't know what the quarterback situation is. And they lost.
Right. Or it's Stafford and Baker is the backup.
I thought Baker went somewhere.
I thought he went to the Rams. Oh no, you're right. He did go somewhere. Oh, he went to the Bucs. He went to the Bucs. Yeah.
So if
stat correct, I got corrected.
You know about these stats for these. I say. A win by 1 point. That's one where it's kind of up in the air, you know.
Yeah, you guys only have like 2, probably like 3 really hard games. That's so stupid. Anyways, all right, week 10 at Pittsburgh.
So, they gotta be Pittsburgh. I mean, And I may have a gift being young player, but we'll see, because they still got TJ Watt, so that could be a win or a loss.
All right, what are you saying it's going to be, though?
A win. Hopefully a win.
A win. All right. This is a tough one. Then you got a week 11. You got the Chargers in Lambeau.
So, I really like one Justin Herbert. So, that could go either way. Packers by 1 point.
Oh, there's no way you beat the Chargers, dude. Ain't no way. We'll see, though. I'm putting that down as a win because we're going to talk about this at the end of the season. I just think the Chargers offense is too good, man. All right, Lions, week 12, Lions in Detroit.
So I put that as a win for the Lions.
All right, let's see what you think about this one. Week 13, Kansas City Chiefs in Lambeau.
That could go down as a loss.
Yeah, that's probably going to go down as a loss. Probably. You never know, though. All right, week 14, New York Giants in New York.
They gotta beat the Giants.
The Giants are good, dude. Made it to the second round of the playoffs last year. Doubled down on Danny Dimes and Saquon Barkley. Picked up Darren Waller. I don't know. I think the Giants are legit.
I mean, probably a loss.
Yeah, Giants are a good team. Sure smoked the Vikes in the playoffs. Week 15, Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Lambeau.
So,
no Tom Brady.
That's a tough one. What do you think?
I think you guys won that one. I don't think the Bucs really have anyone left.
Okay.
I mean, what do they have without Tom? I mean, they've got Baker Mayfield or Kyle Trask.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to get it done.
Yeah.
And then we got – but I feel like you were going to be wrong on some of the other games. So maybe for your sake, I should have said loss to make it look better at the end of the year. But anyways, Carolina Panthers in Carolina, week 16.
Who may have as a quarterback now?
Well, they picked up the veteran receiver, Adam Thielen, to mentor Bryce Young, number one pick NFL draft.
So, I'm going to put that as a loss.
Interesting. I think you'll beat Carolina.
Okay.
I don't think you'll beat the Chargers, so we kind of even out there. All right, week 17, Vikes at US Bank. I already put that down as a split. And then week 18, you got the Chicago Bears. You start and end with the Bears. Kind of interesting. But the Bears in Lambeau.
You got a win bad one.
All right, Jeff. Actually, I feel like this is still probably not likely, but somewhat reasonable. You've got them as 11-5 this year. No, that can't be right. There's eight. We must have missed a game. Because you should have 17.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I missed one. Yeah, here it is. All right, you got them as 12-5.
Yeah.
How you feel about that?
So, I think that's pretty good. I obviously don't think they won the Super Bowl because of Aaron Rodgers leaving. Maybe
I'm talking about Super Bowl, man. Let's be realistic here, J-Man. Come on now.
Maybe they'll make it into a wild card game.
Yeah, well, it's Jordan Love. Jordan Love's team now, so it's time to see. You know, he's a first-round pick. He's got really good young receivers with him, too. He's got Christian Watson, Romeo Dobbs. Got, you know, Bakhtiari's still there, so we'll see. You know, can he step up? We'll have to see.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going 12-5 though. I think you're going something more like 7-8. What am I talking about here? More like 7-10. That's my prediction.
You could be right.
Yeah, you could be right too, but you know I'm a hater, so.
Yeah.
I was gonna say worse, but your schedule's so stinking easy.
So
all right, I'll do mine game by game, and then you can tell me what you think their record will be. All right, week one. Start tallying this up. Because I got your Packers record. Let's get my Vikes record. Which is, for whatever reason, our schedule is so much harder than yours. And you'll probably laugh hearing how much harder it is. Because we play all NFC and AFC championship teams from last year. So, all right, Bucks, Tampa Bay Bucks, week one in Minneapolis. I say that's a win.
You should win that one.
Then we got Philadelphia Eagles in Philly. I don't think we win.
Sorry, Memphis.
Then we got Chargers at home. I think we also did that one.
Oh, you 1-2 already.
1-2, yeah. Tough schedule. It's ridiculous. Then we get the Panthers in Carolina.
You should win that one.
Then we get the Chiefs at home. I think we also lose that one. So there we go. There's the Super Bowl. We play both Super Bowl teams in the first 5 weeks. Anyway, then we play the Bears. I'd say we beat the Bears.
You gotta win that one.
Then we play the 49ers at home again. We get all the best teams at home, too. We don't even I don't know. That's I feel like that's kind of a toss-up. I mean, well, who are they going to go with this year, Trey Lance? Or are they going to go with Purdy again?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. We should look this up really quick. I'll make my decision off of this. Yeah, Purdy. Yeah, it's going to be up to Purdy. Oh, they've got Sam Darnold, Trey Lance, and Brock Purdy. So we'll see. I don't know. I think we lose that one too. Their defense is crazy. All right. Packers and Lambeau. Easy win, of course. No Aaron Rodgers. Falcons in Atlanta. I think we win that one too.
You have
a at home, we win that one. What's that?
You have to beat the Falcons.
Yeah, you got to beat the Falcons. Then we get Broncos. I think we beat the Broncos. Then we get Bears again. Obviously, we beat the Bears.
Yeah.
Then we get the Raiders. I think we win that one too in Las Vegas. Yeah. I don't care. I think we still win. Then we get, you know, the Cincinnati Bengals. You know, just keep the championship teams rolling. I think we lose that one too. And then we get the Lions. I think at home, I think we win that one. We get Packers at home. Of course, we beat the Packers. And then we get Lions in Detroit. I think we actually lose that too, just because I think the Lions are underrated. And I think I'll drop one random game. That could be that one. So there we go, Jeff. 11-6. I think that's a real 11-6. You've got 12-5. I've got 11-6. We'll check in end of the year. Who's closer?
Yeah.
I've got you going 7-10.
Yeah.
What do you have the Vikes going off of that? How many wins? Yeah. I think? I've got 11 wins. How many wins did you hear?
11, maybe 12.
That's what you think?
I honestly think they win the division. I mean, because, you never know what the Packers are doing. I feel like the Lions are upcoming, maybe the Bears.
But why can't we play all the teams you guys play? We get to play, give us the Steelers, man, or, give us, I'd even take the Rams, but instead we get Cincinnati and Philly. Those are tough games, man. Philly's tough. Chargers are tough. Chiefs are really tough. 49ers are tough. So it's gonna be it's not an easy schedule. But how many wins? 11?
I think
you ain't go the same as me.
Maybe 12, but you guys got that 1-2 combination.
Jefferson and Hawkinson.
Your quarterback's name is
Kirk Cousins. Mobile Kirk.
So if they can get a good defense going, because if your offense plays like they were capable last year, they could possibly go to championship or maybe a Super Bowl.
Wow. Wow, that's a bold claim. I like it too though. I feel like a whole year, our offense is high powered. I mean, you got two elite tackles, keep Kirk in the pocket, you got Dalvin Cook, Alexander Mattison, Jefferson, AJ Osborne, you bring in Addison from USC. Then you got
that tight end.
So
I mean, really, because you never know until the games are going, but I think the whole league was impressed by your offense last year.
Yeah, our defense stunk, though. I've never seen a defense get dismantled more than the Vikings defense got dismantled by the New York Giants in the divisional round. That's, probably one of the worst defensive performances I've ever watched.
You guys got a good looks like.
Yeah, we bring in Brian Flores, which is kind of crazy. I mean, that's an coordinator.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, Jeff. It's going to be an exciting year. Za'Darius Smith, though, wanted out. Za'Darius Smith traded to the Browns.
Yeah. So we'll see how. We'll
see what happens. Those are the predictions. All right, J-Man. I think we might have to wrap it up. You got any last things you want to talk about?
So, really quick in baseball, Tampa Bay took 2-3 for Boston, and
Tampa Bay's 42-19.
Yeah, and the Dodgers, I don't know if they won yet.
You know what I mean?
They were playing the Yankees.
Yeah, they lost
And
4-1.
they, I mean, and yeah, and so the Twins split four games
With the win.
Cleveland and Tampa Bay's first team to 40, and yeah,
You know who
what?
has the second best record in baseball right now, though, J-Man? The Texas Rangers.
Yeah. So really quick, God wants to bless us, and the second, so the top three teams are the Tampa Bay Rays is number one, number two is Texas, number three, if this is right, is the Arizona Diamondbacks. I
No,
think
Baltimore Orioles.
Baltimore Orioles. So it goes Texas, it goes
It goes Rays, Rangers, Orioles, Diamondbacks.
yeah, so that is your update. Thank you for joining us today, and bless my life. Thank you for putting him in my life. Give a bad time with you, and thank you for putting him in my life. Amen.
Amen.
With me.